Is there anybody else would like to join? Or maybe if Prabhu Maharaj is here, can we go ahead and start, Mataji?
Yes, Mataji, we can start.
Yeah. His Grace Samhita Rishi Das Prabhuji Maharaj was here for introducing, highlighting us in the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam. Canto 5, Chapter 9, Verse 11. I would like to give it to Tiffany Mataji for introduction, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, dear devotees, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. His Grace, Shamik Rishi Prabhu, is a disciple of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Being a doctor by profession, he has done immense service for the devotee community and served the society by donating for many projects. For example, Prabhuji donated the deities in the Philadelphia temple. He had 3,000 temple units made that serve as altars in villages in India. He also served as temple president of ISKCON, New Jersey for 15 years. He is known for his simplicity and his humility. He is also now an initiating guru in ISKCON. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, please take over the call, Prabhuji. We're so happy that you gave us your valuable time and association today. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much for giving me opportunity to speak. Please accept my humble obeisances. Vanchakalpaturubhyesya, Kripasindubhyebhyo, Patitanam, Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo, Namo Namah. Some Mangalacharan prayers. Om Ajnanvirandhasya, Gyananjana Shalakaya, Chakshurunmilitam Yena, Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah. Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamcha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tamsajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamcha हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगे राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय नमो महावदनाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरतुषे नमः वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyati Adishatarine So we'll be reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 9, the Supreme Character of Jada Bharat, text number 15 and 16. So as you all know, or you have been reading about Jada Bharat, who was Maharaj Bharat, whose name this India is called Bharatvarsha. And later on, he left his kingdom and became like he went to the forest near Gandaki River. And to save a deer, he somehow got attached to this deer, although he was in Bhav Bhakti, always meditating, but his meditation was disturbed. So this story teaches us, this is three lifetime that we are reading, many, many things. Now, he became like when he was born in a Brahman family, but he acted as if he is dumb, deaf, and also completely like a stupid, does not know anything, could not even speak. So he was taken, he was guarding a field for his brother. They would not even feed him anything or give anything rotten. He would not mind, he would not complain, he would not talk. But some dacoits, they wanted to sacrifice a human being. And so they caught hold of him because he never protested anything. They got hold of him and they brought him. So now this discussion, what we are reading, that he is coming and then he is ready, the dacoits, chief of the dacoits, because he was a very suitable person, but he thought that he is like a man animal, because and even animals also protest. They also try to get away from somebody who is capturing them. But he did not really say anything. He was decorated very nicely, garlanded, fed very nicely, put some chandan, and this leader of the dacoits, he was trying to give a sacrifice for goddess Kali. So that is the description here. Atha panayastam svavidhina bhi shishyah taina vasasa achadya bhushana lepastra tilakadi bhiru paskratam bhuktavantam du deepamalya lajakisalaya kalopaharo petaya vesha sankhyaya sankhyaya sanstaya gita stuti mritanga पणव घोषेण च पुरुष पशु भद्रकाल्यात उपवेशयामासु. ट्रांसलेशन परपर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्री भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद. श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय. आफ्टर दिस ऑल द थीव्स अकॉर्डिंग टू देयर इमेजिनेटिव रिचुअल फॉर किलिंग एनिमलिस्टिक मैन बात जड़ भरत dressed him in new clothes, decorated him with ornaments befitting an animal, he smeared his body with sacred oils and decorated him with tilak, sandalwood pulp and garlands. They fed him sumptuously and then brought him before the goddess Kali, offering her incense, lamps, garlands, parched grains, newly grown twigs, sprouts, fruits and flowers. In this way they worship the Diti before killing the man animal, and they vibrated songs and prayers and played drums and bugles. Jada Bharat was then made to sit down before the Diti. Purport. In this verse, the Swavidhina, according to their own ritualistic principles, is very significant. According to the Vedic Shastras, everything must be done according to the regulative principles. But here it is stated that the thieves and rogues devised their own process, Swavidhina, for killing an animalistic man. The Tamasic Shastras give instructions for the sacrifice of an animal like a goat or buffalo before the goddess Kali, but there is no mention of killing a man. However dull he may be, this process was manufactured by the dacoits themselves. Therefore, the word Swavidhina is used. Even at this time, there are many sacrifices being conducted without reference to the Vedic scriptures. For instance, in Calcutta, recently a slaughterhouse was being advertised for as a temple of goddess Kali. Meat eaters foolishly purchased meat from such shops, thinking it different from the ordinary meat and taking it to be the prasad of goddess Kali. The sacrifice of a goat or a similar animal before the goddess Kali is mentioned in Shastras just to keep people from eating a slaughterhouse meat and becoming responsible for the killing of animals. The conditioned soul has a natural tendency towards sex and meat eating. Consequently, the Shastras grant them some concession. Actually, the Shastras aim at putting an end to these abominable activities, but they impart some regulative principles so that gradually meat eaters and sex hunters will be rectified. The next verse, 16. Atha
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. I'm so very sorry to interrupt you, but today's verses we're supposed to begin with verse 11.
Mm.
That's okay. I'm so sorry to interrupt.
Okay. Oh yeah. See, somehow I wrote before on my calendar verse 11. But anyway, verse 15 and 16. So I will take that, okay?
Thank you so very much, Prabhuji.
Thank you for reminding me. Okay, we will go all the way there. So, yada tu parata aharam karma veta vetanata iha manah svabhratra bhir api kedar karmani nirupitas tadapi karotu karoti किन्तु न समं विषम मम न्यूनम अधिकम इति वेद कण पिण्या कफलीकरण कुलमाशस्थाली पुरीशादिन्यप्य मृत वदभ्य व हरति. ट्रांसलेशन: जड़ भरत यूज टू वर्क ओनली फॉर फूड. हिज स्टेप ब्रदर्स टुक एडवांटेज ऑफ दिस एंड एंगेज्ड हिम इन एग्रीकल्चरल फील्ड वर्क इन एक्सचेंज फॉर सम फूड. बट एक्चुअली ही डिड नॉट नो हाउ टू वर्क वेरी वेल इन द फील्ड. ही डिड नॉट नो वेयर टू स्प्रेड डर्ट or where to make the ground level or uneven. His brothers used to give him broken rice, oil cakes, the chaff of rice, worm-eaten grains, and burned grains that had stuck to the pot. But he gladly accepted all this as if it were nectar. He did not hold any grudges and ate all this very gladly. Purport: the platform of Paramahansa is described in Bhagavad Gita 2.15. Sama dukha sukham dhiram so amratvatvaya kalpate. Then one is jealous to all dualities, the happiness and distress of this mortal world. One is fit for amratatva, eternal life. Bharat Maharaj was determined to finish his business in this mortal world and he did not at all care for the world of duality. He was complete in Krishna consciousness and was oblivious to good and evil, happiness and distress, as is stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita 4, Antya 4176. Daite Bhadra Bhadra Jnana Sab Mano Dharma Ei Bhala Ei Manda Sab Brahma. In the material world, concession of good and bad are all mental speculations. Therefore, saying this is good and this is bad is all a mistake. One has to understand that in the material world of duality, to think that this is good or that this is bad is simply a mental concoction. However, one should not imitate this consciousness. One should actually be situated on the spiritual platform of neutrality. Hare Krishna. So, I will just take this next verse also. I will read. Atha kadachit kaschit vrashalapatir bhadrakalyai purushapashu mala bhatapatya kamaha. At this time, being desirous of obtaining a son, a leader of Dacoit who came from a Shudra family wanted to worship the goddess Bhadrakali by offering her in sacrifice a dull man who is considered no better than an animal. Low caste man, such as Shudras, worship demigods like goddess Kali or Bhadrakali for the fulfillment of material desires. To this end, they sometimes kill a human being before the deity. They generally choose a person who is not very intelligent. In other words, an animal in the shape of a man. So, as I talked, that this is description of Jad Bharat, who did not really, he was a Mahabhagavat because he has done Bhav Bhakti in his previous life as King Bharat. He retired earlier and now he is born after a deer body. He remembered, because of his devotional life, he remembered that how he got trapped by the attachment to this deer. So he would not put his mind anywhere, whether it is a good food, bad food, somebody's honoring, disordering. So in many ways, he completely ignored whatever happening in the mortal world, because we are the spirit soul, we are not the body. So bodily considerations is always, we give it, whether body means the senses come together, senses are putting together, that makes the body, and we want to please the body because we think that giving sense pleasure is the goal of life. So people do not know that we are a spirit soul, part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, and we should not really consider the bodily comforts, discomfort, pain, pleasures. All these things are, whether hani, laugh, jivan, varan, yash, apyash, these are all according to the destiny and these are all in the hands of the Supreme Lord. But he does not pay attention to all of these things, and his main attention is how to develop Krishna consciousness, how to finish our business in the material world, because body may suffer or not suffer. anyway, it is going to get ended one day or sooner or later. It is going to get ended. So our main aim is to please Krishna and engage in loving devotional service. So whatever his brother, he had some elder brothers. His father wanted to teach him Brahmanatva or doing some Karmakand. He was not interested in Karmakand. His mind was always focused on Krishna, and inside he was meditating. Outside he just looked like as if he is a deaf, dumb, or he does not know, just like a Dvipada Pashu. He is like an animal who would not protest, would not and eat anything, whatever is provided. Like as we read, that even some burn of thing at the bottom of the pot, when they are cooking, or insectated grains. That so he was eating all these things. So they brought him in front of the goddess Kali. So this is Kali. This is a kind of like a, you may say, why they worship those kind of thing. It is a concocted idea. We have to take Shastra. Shastra is the main thing, that what is, we have to follow Shastra and not whimsically do anything. Otherwise, it is like a completely Utpad. Utpad means a disturbance to the society. It is a self-styled way of doing things. It's not self-spoiled. We have certain duties, certain obligations, and these things are very nicely described in 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Yah shastram vidhi utsrajya vartate kama karaka nasa siddhim avapnoti na sukham na paramgati. So we are discarding like these people. They discard, and they are like kind of tantric people. They worship their own way, and they don't follow any shastra. It is concocted ideas that if we sacrifice, like a human being would be more better. Normally, Shastra does sanction killing of a, say, a goat. And that when goat is already matured and goat could stand on his own feet, and somebody can sit on the goat and still he would not fall down. So a mature goat means who has seen his life, they sacrifice in front of Durga Kali. And when say, why this Tamasic Shastra? So Shastra are Tamasic Shastra. There is a Shastra for, there are 18 Puranas. So 6 Puranas in mode of goodness, 6 Puranas in mode of patience, 6 Puranas in mode of ignorance. And so ignorance means tamas. Tamas means andhakar, darkness. So there are some tamasic shastra. They may describe, but it is not in that way. People are then concocting their own way. So even tamasic shastra, the purpose is that people are regulated and they gradually elevate from tamas gun to this means ultimately to go all the way to sattva gun, rajas gun, sattva gun, and even beyond sattva gun. Like Bhagavatam just says that Traigunni Vishaya, or Bhagavad Gita says Traigunni Vishaya Veda, that's Traigunni Bhavarjuna, that you go beyond this gunas, don't live in the gunas, because gunas is always a mixture, there is no pure guna. So you become pure mode of goodness. So that is that we have to rise to the pure mode of goodness. And why this Shastra, they allow this? So that way, there is a restriction. It's only once a month, and dark night, you could take an animal to the goddess Kali, and then only you could eat meat, only goat's meat, not any another animals whimsically that you cut them off. And then once a month, dark night, so there is a restriction. Then you have to tell in the ear that mans means that now I'm killing you. In the next life, sir, you could do the same thing to me. So the person would become a goat, and the goat will become a human being. So it's the elevation of the goat that goat becomes a human being. And the man who is killing becomes an animal. So who will do that? In good consciousness, anybody would say that if I have to take a birth again as a goat, and then he will kill me. So I'm being killed. Why I should eat meat? So it is a gradual restriction. So people don't eat meat at all. That is the purpose behind Shastra. It's not that you kill anybody or human being, but these people who are following some tantric method, and they think that, so tantras, tantric method, tamasic shastra, that I told you that there are tamasic shastra, but that is to put tamas from, to elevate them to the rajas and sattva gun. And this tantric people, they act whimsically, they want to satisfy their senses. So they do anything which pleases their senses. There is also aghori people. Aghori, they live in the crematorium, they put ashes, they take the skull, they put so many bodies, like dead bodies. So some bodies are burned, but some are they are float or left alone, and then they collect them. And then so they live in those places and take skull and other bones and drink their blood or meat of this human being who are dead already, because they cannot kill anybody. They have to be face so much by the court of law, so they don't do that. But anyway, they are just methods that is never described anywhere. But these people, they think that Bhairav Baba, Bhairav is the their worshipable deity, who are Shiva Ganas. And Lord Shiva gives shelter to these people where they will go. So he somehow gives them the shelter, and they remain. So they remain in that crematorial ground. That is the Aghori people. And once I was in Vrindavan, and one man came and he wanted to buy some property in Vrindavan, and he was wearing at least 10 kilo of gold all over. So people of that nature, they donate a lot of money to these people. They, most of the time they remain naked practically, except the lower part, or they cover with some some jewelry, but they remain naked. So many kinds of people are there who ordinarily we should follow the Vedic culture, the Bhagavad Dharma or Bhagavad Gita, or some kind of scriptural injunction, but they work in the injunction. So here it has been given that who discards a scriptural injunction and acts according to his own whims attains neither perfection nor happiness nor the supreme destination. So Shastra Vidhi, and these are doing it like that, they are doing their own Vidhi, their concocted Vidhi. And is that so why the Shastra has to be followed? Tasmar Shastram Pramanante. That's why the Shastra is the Praman. What you are doing, Sadhu, Shastra and Guru should have to have together these things, like what Guru is saying should be there in the Shastra and should be sanctified or should be certified by the other Gurus also. All should be in ek mat, all should be in the same same line of thinking, same line of doing. So Tashmat Shastram Pramanante Karya Karya Vyavastitav Gyatva Shastram Vidhanoktam Karma Kartum Iharasi. That one should therefore understand what is the duty and what is not the duty by the regulations of the scriptures. Knowing such rules and regulation, one should act so that he may gradually be elevated. So our elevated means condition is to come to Sattvagun and beyond Sattvagun to Shuddha Sattvagun and go back home, back to Godhead, understand Krishna in our relationship with Krishna, go to where Krishna is enacting his pastimes in another universe, or go to Krishna's abode. So always engage thought of Krishna and engage in loving devotional service to Krishna, and that could be done. Now, what is the qualification for getting to that stage? People would think. So people of this kind of nature, like this dacoits who are Bhogeshwara Prasaktatma, Tayapnata Chetasam, Vyavasayatma Abuddhi, Samadhona Vidhiyate. Samadhi means fixed mind. It does not happen to them. But Bhogeshwara Prasaktatma, their minds are too much attached to the sense enjoyment. And because of this sense enjoyment, they want opulence, and they are bewildered by such things. And their resolute determination. Resolute means one penetrated attention that I should have this, that Krishna should be my life's goal. I am engaging in his service as my life's goal. That does not really occur to them. Neither they know, and that does not take place. So you have to have certain piety or Agyat Sukrati. But even Agyat Sukrati, Prabhupada and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so kind that they have given us this process of chanting the holy name. And it surpasses, even if you have no qualification, whatever it may be, still you could take to, if you chant the holy name of the Lord, follow like certain devotees or follow certain like associate with Vaishnavas and take some prasadam, it's easy in this age to get out of this material world. And then automatically all the rules and regulations will come. Automatically your heart would be purified and one would be able to even all the way go back home, back to Godhead. So Krishna says that you surrender to me. Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam vraja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshishyami masuchya. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that just chant Harir nama, Harir nama, Harir nama iva kevalam kalav nasteva, nasteva, nasteva gatiranyata. So it did not put any conditions on that, because there he needed to have like take these things, like you are, you know, develop all these qualities of a devotee is very, very difficult. No meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication, no illicit sex. So if you just chant initially, so Prabhupada wanted that people, they chant, he engaged them in chanting, and gradually these things automatically can. And then they would not be attracted to these things because they have developed a higher taste. Prabhupada wrote an article that article was just said that if you just take, like people were taking intoxication because to become high, and he wrote that remaining high forever, how you could be high forever. So he wrote that, and that way people developed good qualities because the Krishna sitting in the heart, or when you are thinking of the Krishna, then he removes all the dirt from our mind, all the dirt from our heart, and he becomes qualified to advance further. Yashasti bhakti bhagavata kinchina sarvair gunair tatra samasate sara harav abhaktasya kuto madguna manorathena dhavato sabhai. So he is driving on the chariot of a mind. So mind is always has a adhogati. It always goes down, just like the Ganges flows or any river flows down. So mind also goes towards the lower objects of enjoyment. So if we could do, just take the holy name of the Lord, automatically the qualities of a demigod will develop automatically. So why people become, so like say in Bhagavad Gita also, yesham tvandagatam papam jananam punya karmanam te dvanda moha nirmukta bhajante mam dradapata, that who's act, they are piously in previous lives, persons who have acted piously in previous lives and in this life, and whose sinful actions are completely eradicated, are freed from the duality of delusion, and they engage themselves in my service with determination. But for this age, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, only like he went that you just chant the holy name. And by his method, or by his mercy, by his kindness, then he gave devotional life to many, many people, like Jagai and Madhai, and not only that, even the animals, he made them dance. So that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So people, like ordinarily people who are engaged in this sattva gun, then they go to the higher planet. Then who are in the rajogun, they remain in the material world. Who are in tamogun, then they go to the lower planet, and then they suffer. There are lower species of life. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada brought this matter of holy name of the Lord, and that way it could purify anyone in any stage of life. You don't have to get all the qualities that has been described. So this, but people who, in spite of all this, like this man, the leader of this their party, dacoits, he wanted to sacrifice Jad Bharat. And what happened later on, that Durga Kali could not tolerate that he's a devotee of the Lord, he's such an advanced Mahabhagavat, how they could kill for my purpose. It was not, it's for their purpose. Kali never wants that somebody should be sacrificed. They are all children. They are all children, and she is the mother. So they all considered that way. But she got up and took the sword from the hands of the chopper, from the hands of this man, the chief of the dacoits, and she killed all those people who were there. She bursted from the Diti. Although that does not happen, but that is the because of his advanced nature, or he was so close to Krishna, she took that, and she took that action to show us that one should not be, neither this sacrifice is not sanctioned, even if a boat is to elevate them. But he was already on elevated, very, very elevated platform. So there is in chapter 16, verse number 4, it just, there's a pride, arrogance, conceit, anger, harshness, and ignorance. These qualities belong to those of demonic nature. But Devi Sampada is in devotees. Pravatti and Nivratti. There are two ways of going, Pravatti Marg and Nivratti Marg. Pravatti Marg means immediate gratification, and Nivratti means to get rid of this, and always your thought is about Krishna or higher nature, who the demonics do not know what is to be done and what is not to be done. Neither like these men were sacrificing, they do not know what is to be done, what is right or what is wrong. Neither they ask about it. Neither cleanliness nor proper behavior, nor truth is found in them. They are always, world is, they say that world is unreal. And we are, they just, once we die, we become like ashes. So why not to just enjoy? Who has seen that there is a next life or no next life? And that's why the atheists like Freud, and then this Marxist Darwin, and they make the theory that there is, it's just, we develop just from some, and but really it is everybody's produced by Krishna, and Krishna is under control, and we are not even the body. But that's what they are talking, that this is how we come to a higher level, or from amoeba, or from monkey, that we become human being, although there is no proof of that. This demon is think that Ishwaroham aham bhogi, that now I'm under control, everything is under control, I'm the enjoyer, siddhoham balwan sukhi, and I have all the siddhis, I'm very strong, I'm happy, and I have killed so much now, and I will kill another or other now, and I will become so rich. So they have so many plans, although they know that everything is going to be destroyed at death, but they don't think that even the death means it is not end of, like the soul, they have no understanding of the soul at all. And there is a, they have to take another body, sir. All the bodies that they have to go, they just don't want to even take. So that's why the people become atheists, to avoid their sinful activity. So so let us just do anything, whatever whimsically they do, like this this person or this leader of the Deccanites. Ahankar balam darpam kamam krodham cha asanskrita. Bewildered by false ego, strength, pride, lust, and anger, the demons become envious of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is situated in their own bodies and in the bodies of the others, and blaspheme against the real religion. So, whatever they think that is religion, that is my duty. But real duty is according to this described in the Shastras, and that we have to take it. So this Shastra Vidhi should be followed rather than concocting. He who discards his scriptural injunction, I said that, and they act according to their own whims that attain. There is no perfection, no peace, no happiness, and there is and their destination is completely lost. They have to take birth again in so many species of life. So we have to have some faith, some so I will tell you a little story how these people, like there was a person by Sadan Kasai. Sadanji was a very wonderful devotee of the Lord in his previous life and now. But he was born in a family of who sell the meat. They don't kill any animal. So sometimes people think that I'm not killing, so I'm not responsible. But everybody, whether they are killing, they are raising, but that was his paternal business. So he was doing that, but somehow he found a shiny stone, but that was shalagram. He did not know. He put in a balance and he was weighing with that. And but he was chanting all the time the name of the Lord. And so that weight was, it will become lighter or heavier according to the amount of the meat being given to the merchant. Are given to the customer. So the customer will ask, give me 1 kilo or 1/2 kilo or 1 pound or 10 pound, and that weight becomes heavier or lighter. So in the balance, he was dancing like up and down, and if the shalagram or Supreme Lord felt very nice about that. But some Brahman saw that it is a shalagram shila, there were marks of that and how he is weighing. So he took that please give it to me. And he was very kind and very humble, and he gave that. But then Krishna came in the dream to that Brahman that give me back to the person with whom, from whom Sadan you give to him. So he gave him and he begged pardon. Again, he was very happy. But later on, he told him that this is the Supreme Lord. So he gave up all his business. He went to Jagannath Puri to see the Supreme Lord. But in the way, he came in a house because he was thirsty and hungry. So he came to home because of his previous destiny or to give us some lesson. This woman was very lusty. So she said that you stay here and tonight, and where you will go, it's night time, you eat. She fed him. And then at a later time, she went to him. And then she said that No, not even in a dream. Even if you kill me, I would not, your proposal, I would not accept your proposal. So she thought he's afraid of my husband. So she killed her husband. And then, and then she started shouting that this man has killed the, he wanted to enjoy me. And then when I, so I'm making this noise because that's what he's doing. He killed my husband also to enjoy me, but it was the reverse thing. So he went to the court and things happened. He was caught, but because he was such a devotee, his mind was always in thought. So he went to the court and the order was, but he was very brilliant without any fearfulness, without fear. So the king gave him, the magistrate gave him that his hand should be chopped off. So both hands were taken out and like cut off. And then he left for Jagannath Puri. So Lada Jagannath gave in a dream to his Purohits that my devotee is coming, please bring him with great honor. So he was put on a palkin, although he would not sit in a palkin. But when they told him it is the order of the Lord, you please sit here. So he went there, and when he paid obeisances and he raised his hands, then his hands grew up. So in this way, Krishna takes care of his devotee. Name Bhakta Pranashati. My devotee never perishes. So in this story, we hear so many things that according to the desire of the Lord, things happen. Although he was doing that business of selling the meat, but he was not implicated because he was chanting. So this Kali Yuga, this is a very nice that everybody takes to Krishna consciousness. And then all good things will happen because we are in this age and good things do not happen. We have these four tendencies to make mistakes, to be illusion, to be incomplete, to cheat others, and incomplete self sense perception. So because of this propensity, it is very difficult to be to do like to conduct in a Vaishnava fashion. But if you take, not in a Vaishnava, but if you take to this chanting process of holy name of the Lord, then automatically all the qualities will develop in a person, and then he can go, he will become eligible to go back home, back to Godhead. Now, question may be raised that we are doing everything because of the order of the Lord. That Lord sanctions everything. If he is the one who does everything, and we have certain independence. But it is, so we are, yes, we have independence to think over, thinking, feeling, willing. That is the natural tendency of the soul, is that. But we are desiring, and Krishna, just seeing our intense desire, Krishna sanctifies that. Because we cannot do anything without the energy of the Lord. So the jiva is desiring, and that is his independence. And he has to be responsible for his desire and doing the thing. So Krishna fulfills the desire. The jiva cannot fulfill the desire, but Krishna is giving him the energy to do that. The shakti is given by the Supreme Lord, and but he is using that energy in his whimsical way. So if we use it properly according to the Shastra, then we can elevate ourselves. So we are responsible for our good or bad. We cannot blame to Krishna because that is what we wanted, what we desired. Whoever does, whatever way he does, then he has to suffer. Jo jaisa karega, vaisa bharega. Jo toku kata boe. If we are sowing a thorn, then the tree would be grown up a thorn. So in our mind, the desire should not be illicit desire. Neither Krishna thinks of that. He does not do any good or bad. And the result has to be enjoyed or suffered by the person who is desiring. So we should desire always purely. If we think of Krishna's name, Satatam Kirtayanto Mam Yatam Tasya Dhrada Vrata, that by determination, if we think of Krishna, then naturally, these bad results or bad thought would not come. So we should be simple-hearted and busy in our Krishna conscious activity day and night. Even in a dream, you read, at the time I was sleeping, you read some Bhagavatam or hear something about Krishna and his devotees, then naturally the thoughts would be good. So one can learn even in dream and could conduct a Krishna consciousness. So just like a seed and a corn that you are sowing the seed. So land is the same, the watering, everything is the same, but you get the results according to the tree that grows is according to the tree, not by the land, but how, what kind of bees, what kind of seeds, what kind of desire. Just let me turn off this. So, sorry for interruption. So we have to desire very purely, and we have to engage in devotional life. Then our human life is perfect. And really, our aim that we are Jivir Surupoe, Krishna Nityadas. Eternally, we are servant of Krishna. We are, and that's what, as long as we are engaged in that servitorship, then naturally we will be able to go back home, back to God. So without Krishna consciousness, everything is like a utpad. So we should not, it is not a selfish style way of, that I could do according to what I wanted. It is what according to Krishna wants it, and we should engage in that way. Shruti Smriti Puranadi Pancharatrikim Vidimbana. So without this Pancharatriki Vidhi, there is Pancharatriki and Bhagavad Vidhi. So if we are thinking in our own way, then that is a utpata or disturbance to the society, disturbance to the same. And this dharma, dharma to sakshat, Bhagavad Panita, this dharma is created by the Supreme Lord. So you may say that why there are so many scriptures, and because of the mentality, everybody cannot become a pure devotee all at once. So that's why there are different shastras, isn't it? Different, because we have previous lives also, and there would be next life also. So there is Varnashram Dharma. According to your propensity, you could engage, but in Varnashram, Devi Varnashram, not according to Graha Medhi or do whimsically. And that's why. We should not go with Swavidhi. And if we follow the Vidhi of the Supreme Lord, then even the Chandal could become a devotee. He is even more of a devotee then. So, and Esham to Antagatam Papam, Jananam Punyakaram Nam Te Dvanda Mohan Nirmukta Vajante Mam Dhradavrata. But Antagatam Papam, Papam may not have gone. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's method. That you are still sinful, or you have because of the previous attachment. But if you follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's principle of chanting the holy name Sankirtan, and gradually follow or associate with devotees, take prasadam, worship the Supreme Lord like in the Diti form, and offer him. And so reading Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and living in a holy place like near a temple, and regularly attend those, then one can elevate even Chandal. He could also elevate to become a Hari Bhakta. So thank you so much. I will end here. If you have any comments or questions, we can discuss those things.
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, thank you so much for enlightening class, Prabhuji. And you talk about so many things that always situated in Krishna, so which will help us, and different Puranas for Rajas, Tamas and Sattvic. And always we try to elevate from our mode of things like Tamas or Rajas to Sattvic, our pure mode of goodness. And fixed mind in Krishna consciousness all the time. So when we do like that, it will help us even while sleeping or before sleeping, reading Bhagavatam, so that we always think about Krishna. That will help us in elevate. I also talked about Jad Bharat Maharaj and how he is fixed in Krishna, even though outside he's not interested in any of these worldly things. And nicely narrated the story of the way dacoits took him and then tried to sacrifice to Durga Mata, Kali Mata, and then because he's a pure devotee, and he got so angry, and then came from the deity, and how take care of those dacoits and all that thing, and then the other story also. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Devotees, if you have any other questions or anything, please go ahead and ask them.
You have nicely summarized what I talk, but if there is any comments or
questions.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, dhanyavad pranam.
Yeah.
Prabhuji, when you were reading the purport and the verse, it says that Charabharat did not care about whether the food was good or bad, or, you know, he was insulted, not insulted. It is so wonderful to read, and I do understand he was a Mahabhagavat. But at a level of sadhaka, as a neophyte as I am, how do I internalize all this? I mean, it is good, wonderful to read. It is one thing, but at the same time, it is so difficult when it really, we are put into that situation, somebody insults, or, you know, the food is not good enough. Not good enough is one thing. Even the salt is little less. It is so difficult to take that prasadam and have the same respect for khichdi or any other thing. And it is not at all samadarshina. So how do we come to that? Is it something that comes with maturity in bhakti, or is it something that we, you know, we have to cultivate by ourselves practicing something?
Yeah, maturity in bhakti, when you are mature, so it cannot be imitated. What the read in the shastra, yes, so like pure duties they do, we cannot imitate. Like Raghunath Das Goswami, we take just one palm full of, or even one spoon of buttermilk, and he will live without that, without food. And sometimes like Jiva Goswami will take only ashes, he will dissolve in some water and drink that if he does not get anything by begging, even then they won't go more than one or two houses. So all those things cannot be imitated. But gracefully we develop that, at least the desire should be there, and Krishna will automatically see that we become purified. Not that we imitate, and we can eat prasadam and we offer to Krishna nicely. And we could honor that prasad with a not enjoying a spirit, but taking as a mercy of the Supreme Lord, not as an enjoying a spirit. So please don't think that we have to imitate those. Those are for a very high, but higher like model has to be there, so we could follow on their footsteps. That's why I read the Bhagavatam, and people on a very high level, that how they renounce everything and how they don't have any enjoying propensity. Krishna wants that we should be completely pure and then surrender to him completely. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that you just follow this process of Bhagavad Vidhi, chanting, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Swaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dash, Sakya Matma Nivedanam. So purification thing has not been taught. But in an ordinary life, those qualities will come. As I said, that qualities of all the demigod qualities are qualities that what is expected will automatically come when Krishna is chanted and sits in your heart and he cleanses. Like say if somebody is sitting in a place which may be filthy, but he will remove all the dirt, clean it up. And so then we will be purified by the mercy of the Supreme Lord or by mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So your question was genuine. I understand that. I cannot live just in that way what it has been described by Jadbharat, but he was in a very high level. Taking him for, and he understood that they are taking me for killing me, sacrificing me in front of Kali. It's not that he did not know, but he did not protest. He says, if Krishna wants to protect me, he will protect. Prahlad Maharaj did not even protest at all. Even he was thrown from a mountain top, or even in the poisonous snakes, or he never thought of it, neither he was afraid of that. He was completely, fully dependent on the Supreme Lord. That whatever maro biya, rako biya, joki chichumar. And that whatever you want, you are my Supreme Lord. Asli shiva padartham pinastumam adarshanam marmahatam karotuva yatatatava medadhatu lampato mata prana natas saevanapara. So even gopis are praying that you are my pranath, whether you, whatever way you embrace me or you reject me or crush underneath your feet or embrace someone else in front of me. but you are just servant, dasa, 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 no das. Whatever you want to do, you are our worshipable Lord. So that kind of feeling will develop gradually by reading Shastra. So this is, somebody is very elevated from the previous life, or somebody may be just beginning, but that end would come if that is the desire. Krishna fulfills, this material world is like a place where your dreams are fulfilled. We dream to remain separate, so Krishna created this material world. And for us to fulfill our dreamland, but actuality is in the spiritual world. That is the real. This is just a shadow. So if we act according to the desire of the Lord, according then and play in his role as an actor, then naturally we will be we will elevate to full Krishna consciousness.
So we have to.
You will.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanavad Pranam, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gurudev ki jai. Prabhuji, very wonderful class, Prabhuji. So I have one question. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, am I audible?
Hare Krishna.
Yes, Mataji, in between it was speaking, but I think now it is okay.
Okay, Prabhuji. So if you see here, in Jadabharata case, Kali Mata saved him. So, but if you see in Kali Yuga, especially now, Prabhu, if you see in India, every street have one Kali Mata temple. So they'll people used to sacrifice their animals, goats and all. But why their Durga Mata or Kali Mata, whatever they call, why they're not indicating anything like this, Prabhu? Even we saw so many things, they're coming in the dream, the Kali Mata, they're telling to build temple and to sacrifice these animals. But why can't it not indicating anything about this is not this Kali Yuga, prohibited in Kali Yuga? Because even we are telling also, they won't listen. If you say that directly is coming from the any indication, then they will know they're doing right or not.
Yeah, very good question. See, it's not that Kali Mata accepts that. And although it is given in Tamasic Shastra, Tamas Shastra, that yes, one can act. But as I told you, that it is to regulate the person, not whimsically having slaughterhouses and kill anybody whimsically. That way, just the goat, not the human being, that you can kill just because some people cannot live without meat. So for them it is sentient, but gradually that he will understand that this is not good. And now why people are not telling? Because they are in lower modes, they would not listen to anyone. They are so much addicted to drinking meat, illegal sex, and whatever, drinking hot blood, and they are so much into that, so they cannot give it up. So but if they take to the process of Harir Nama, if they could take to that process, they will be cleansed. Are they here? Are they take prasad rather than this food? That's why Prabhupada started this prasad distribution. Even he said that even 10 mile or 10 kilometers radius of a temple, there should be prasad, should be, nobody should be hungry and they should get prasadam. So prasad, Lord Jagannath's coming out on the Rathyatra, we just had a couple days ago, Rathyatra, seeing the Diti form, or even by mistake, if you could go and hear Bhagavatam, or even one verse or half verse or one line, and the purification process starts in that. So somehow it is the duty of the devotees. Like Prabhupada came, everybody was addicted to meat eating and gambling and all kinds of sinful activity. But how they stopped it? Thousands of people, they gave it up. So now there was one Prabhupada, but now there are so many devotees he created. So if they could all take to that process of chanting the holy name, going on the street. In Russia, they are going on the street and dancing, feasting, philosophy. So that is, and then so many people have converted or changed. They were also addicted to meat eating. They would not eat anything other than meat even, whole food, but now how they changed it. So people may not talk or may not accept it according to their mode of nature. And if we have to elevate them from lower modes, tamas gun to rajas gun, it will happen. But just offering to Diti Kali is just to regulate so they may stop eating meat. Or at least they will reduce eating meat. Because it's only once a month and dark night. It's not at any time you want. You just cut the neck of the goat and just kill and eat it. Eat that. That is not anywhere it is being given. But now if people are so demonic and they have to suffer also. Like in Bhagavad Gita, many verses are there that I throw them into so many lower species of life and they will suffer millions and millions of lifetimes. Yes, Ruras are these kind of people. They would be punished. Not that they will Tanham Dushata Kruran, Sansaresh Naradhaman, Shepamyaham Ajasra Sham, Asubhan Asureshwa Yonisu. Those who are envious and mischievous, who are the lowest among men, I perpetually cast into ocean of material existence, into various demonic species of life. So those people are not saved. So going, attaining repeated birth amongst the species of demonic life, ocean of Kunti, such persons can never approach me. Gradually, they sink down to the most abominable type of existence. So they go into that. And but Krishna is still, to such people also gives them a chance to come to human level. And somehow by association with devotees, or by somehow they come across some devotees of the Lord, then naturally they will elevate. So Krishna is giving chance again and again and again. Like if we are all in a big like fort where there are 8.4 million doors, but we forget every door is open except one door. And that is the human form of life. But they have itching disease, or there is so much fire, and because they have itching disease, are trying to enjoy the senses each, they close their eye at the place where the door is open. Then again, they have to go through 1.4 million species of life. So human life is the only gate through which we can get out of this, all the trouble of Adi, Daivik, Adi, Bhautika, Adhyatmik, Janma, Mrityu, Jara, Vyadi. We could get out of that suffering. And Krishna is looking for that. He comes in many ways to liberate us, to free us, to bring us back to his lotus feet. But it is up to us whether we accept or not. So that's why we have that independence he has given us, and we misuse it, then we remain in the material world. So even in many Kali temples and many places of slaughterhouses, they are in mass, and gradually they will become pure, or who are, you may say, lucky. Or so it is our duty to give them this knowledge. Who will give other than the devotees?
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. You explained me. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah, thank you, Guru Maharaj. This was a nice lecture and very nice questions. So there are all different kind of people. So what I understood is because there are different grade of people, different class of people, that's why there are different Shastras?
Right, right. That's correct.
Okay.
Because we are all under certain modes of material nature. We have certain nature. So if you are in lower modes, tamasic gun, then there are six Shastras to elevate you. Or Rajas, there are another six like these Puranas. And then another six for in mode of goodness. And then Bhagavatam is completely pure to raise you to the spiritual platform. So those are there, but for a gradual elevation. It's not that Shastra says that we can do this, but Shastra says that is for that particular group of people. It's not meant for everybody the same Shastra. Shastra is nice, but for devotees, there is Bhagavat Puran.
Okay, thank you, Guru Maharaj.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
So, can we end now? Or? I think you are muted, so I can't hear you.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Thank you. I think if anybody does not have any other questions, maybe we can end this call. Thank you so much, Guru Maharaj, for such a beautiful enlightening class. Please, we are very grateful to you, Guru Maharaj. We look forward to your association in the future. Let's pay our obeisances to Maharaj. Vancha kalpataru
Thank you. Thank you.
Hare Prabhuji, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Koti Koti Dandavat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.